The United Nations General Assembly has demanded that Israel withdraw from the entirety of the Golan Heights. The Assembly cast a majority of votes in favor of a resolution that calls on Tel Aviv to withdraw from the area as far as June 4, 1967 line. The resolution also re-emphasizes the principle of what the UN calls the inadmissibility of acquiring lands belonging to others by force. The decision by the UNGA has prompted the Syrian delegation to the world body to express his country's gratitude to those states that voted in favor of the motion. Israel seized parts of the Golan Heights from Syria during the 1967 war. The international community, however, has never recognized the seizure of the strategically important territory by Tel Aviv. Political columnist David William Pear says the UNGA vote shows that Israel and the United States have become isolated in the international community.
The big news today was that the U.S. Voted no, whereas in the past the U.S. has always abstained from demanding that Israel withdraw from the Golan Heights. So today they voted against that, which is new, and this is typical of the Trump administration, who is pretty much backs Israel 110%. He's pretty much bought and paid for by the Israel lobby, the Zionist lobby here in the U.S. But I think what this is really showing is you had 151 countries that voted yes, and you had only two countries that voted no. One, of course, was Israel, and the other was the United States. And I think it shows just how much the U.S. is becoming isolated from the rest of the world.